Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And the ability to have a child is such a miracle, like any parent will tell you, but when that's not a possibility, adoption is a really great solution. Five of my cousins were adopted, and I have seen firsthand what a joy and blessing they are to their families and that their families are to them. Well, John Gabrielson was adopted in 1985, and he grew up in a loving family, served an LDS mission, and is now a graduate student in Philadelphia. He's married and recently became a father himself. And this year, though, he wanted to reach out to the birth mother he never knew and hopefully be able to wish her a happy Mother's Day for the very first time. He hasn't found her yet, but these experiences have led him to a greater appreciation for the women in his life and for this holiday in general. And he's here with us to talk about his thoughts on the phone from Philadelphia. Thanks for being here, John.
You bet. Thanks, Charlotte.
So why now? Why did you want to reach out to your birth mother now and wish her a happy Mother's Day?
So this year I turned 30 years old, and I've always had a goal in life to reach out to my birth mother and at least tell her thank you. I really feel like she made the right decision, and adoption has been such a blessing in my life, and I want to make sure that she knows that. And so I made a promise to myself that by age 30, I would definitely try to reach out to her. And this year, my wife and I actually had our first child. And so I think there's a lot of meaning in reaching out to her this year and wishing her a happy Mother's Day.
That's awesome. So how old were you when you found out that you were adopted?
You know, I don't actually remember a specific day in my life where I was told that I was adopted. My parents always made me feel like I was unique and special in the fact that my birth mother got to choose who would be my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch of families who wanted to adopt me. So to me, I always felt special and unique. And I don't ever really remember a day of my parents telling me that I was adopted.
So adoption can sometimes be a really controversial topic for some people. And what advice would you offer to someone who's thinking about placing their child for adoption now?
I think adoption is a great thing, and I'm a huge proponent of it. I know it can be difficult because some people would definitely be capable mothers or fathers on their own. But being raised in a household with a mother and father is a very special thing. And everyone gets to play independent roles in really helping raise that child. And I think my birth mother was very mature. She was 22 when she had me, and I definitely think she would have been capable of raising me on her own.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think being raised in a household with two parents and other siblings was a great experience for me, and I was able to develop and really reach my full potential because of that.
Yeah, I like what you said about your mother being really mature, because she had the foresight to say, hey, I might not be able to offer this child everything that he deserves in life or give him all the opportunities and experiences that he needs. So I'm going to place him in a family that could do a better job of that than I could. And I think that's a huge sacrifice on her part.
Exactly.
But it's so charitable and it's so Christian for her to do that too, because it just shows how much she loved you. She wanted the best for you.
Yeah, it was a true act of selflessness. And going through the birth process now as a parent, I mean, it's such a miracle, and you feel so much love right away when that baby's born. I can't imagine how hard of a decision it must have been for her.
So you mentioned becoming a new father. What has that experience taught you about the importance of mothers?
It's taught me quite a bit. I've definitely learned that I cannot manage a child on my own. Mothers play a critical role. There's many times where I feel pretty helpless, actually, in the process. But they play a very nurturing role in providing the care and need, especially my wife plays for my child. It's a really neat thing to see, and the bond that grows between a mother and a child. It's very unique.
Yeah, definitely. And so if your birth mother or your adopted mother were listening to this podcast today, what would you want to say to each of them?
I'd first off definitely want to say thank you. I really feel like they made the right decision, and I've had a wonderful life. As you mentioned earlier, I grew up in a loving household with a wonderful family, a great siblings, and we still have very close relationships today. You know, when I was born, my birth mother actually sent me away. She sent, so I was part of a closed adoption. Back when I was born, that was pretty common in those days. And she sent my birth parents a stuffed animal and a letter that she wrote to me. And over the years, I've read it, and I recently read it with my wife after we had our first child. And the things I would want to let her know is everything she hoped for that she wrote in that letter, hoping that I would have a wonderful life, that I would work hard, that I would obtain a good education. I was able to accomplish all the things that she had dreamed of and hoped for me. And I would definitely want to let her know that that's been the case, and I'm so grateful for her sacrifice.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, John. We appreciate your thoughts.
Definitely. Thanks, Charlotte. Appreciate the time.
So if you or someone you know is considering adoption, please visit providentliving.lds.org to find out more information, as well as other LDS resources available to you. Also, to view one single mother's story about giving her daughter up for adoption, visit the Mormon Channel original video series, His Grace, under the episode Best Gift Ever. And our quote of the day comes from Elder David A. Bednar, and he says, "Feeling the security and constancy of love is a rich blessing." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.